abiding nowhere, mind comes forth. Sometimes this is abiding nowhere, heart mind comes forth. This is from the Heart Sutra, no, the Diamond Sutra. Heart, mind, mind. Those aren't adequate, and especially because of the connotations in English of heart and mind. That's not the mind coming forth that the Diamond Sutra is intending. That's a very narrow sense of it. Whether heart is here or heart is emotion heart, this mind coming forth is the mind of the Heart Sutra, of the Diamond Sutra, of the whole of the universe that is our life. In the dedication today, we mentioned the passing from this realm of existence of Peter Kakuzan Gregory. I heard of this yesterday. He died several days ago, last week. He died in his sleep. He had a heart attack and died almost instantly, based on what I've heard and read. Kakuzan was an important figure in creating the Prairie Zen Center. Our practice grows out of his early practice here during the 1990s and Champaign. In Champaign-Urbana, I should say, because actually he began with a group in what was then Japan House, different Japan House than now in Champaign. This was in the Urbana area. Some of you have sat there. There was a small sitting group that he and his wife, Margie Tato, were instrumental in creating, and he was a professor in the Department of Religious Studies and Department of East Asian Studies at the University of Illinois, and was able to work with Japan House to get a sitting group going, and he brought some teachers here, and other people began sitting in other places. So he was an instrumental in that. But actually, I met Kakuzan and Tato in 1976, 1977. I can't remember exactly when, but it was when I was at came to ZCLA, Zen Center of Los Angeles, September 76. And I don't remember if, for some reason, I think he wasn't living there at that time. I think he was still at Harvard or in Japan. He was working at getting his PhD, and he got his PhD. And, so he lived at the Zen Center with his wife and with his children. He was an important figure at the Zen Center. His Dharma name is Kakuzan. I haven't seen the characters recently, so I don't remember what the Kaku character means. There was a name I think he received from Maizumi Roshi, but he also practiced with Koryu Roshi. in Japan. He and Tato lived in Japan for on and off various times. So I'll just guess that kaku means write, in other words, W-R-I-T-E, to write Zen. Might mean something else, and I stand corrected if it's a different character. He was close to Maizumi Roshi and helped create the Kuroda Institute, which was part of CCLA and was involved in sponsoring conferences on Zen and Buddhist practice and then publishing books on Zen and Buddhist practice, scholarly works, not popular books, but more scholarly works. And he was a close student of Maizumi Roshi, and then when he lived in Champaign, his activities led to the development of what became Prairie Zen Center, and he sat with us in the very building that the Zen Center is now, if I remember correctly, for a while. I know Tato did as well. And he helped giving classes at the Zen Center and helped me to, I co-taught with him various classes at the University of Illinois. And at some point, I had part-time lecturer positions at the University of Illinois with him, through him, when he left, continued. This was in connection with as I said, the religious studies and the East Asian languages and culture departments. He's had written quite a number of books on Chinese Buddhism, and some of you might be familiar with them. Longtime Zen practitioner who, in a sense, embodied and made possible the practice that we have in Champaign and the practice that we are exposed to in many ways and can share with others. The karmic connections of our life and of our practice are very important. And it's important for us to appreciate them and understand them to the extent that we sense them and taste them. How we are enabled to be who we are. Who are we? This is when the sixth ancestor says, show your original face before your parents were born. Your original face before your parents are born. What is this? This is what abiding nowhere mind comes for. This is, if I say it's who and what we are, I've said too much. Bankei Zenji says, unborn Buddha mind. Be the unborn Buddha that you are. And yet we cover this over. So we miss being right here now because of how and where we entangle in the so-called born life, the born life of our likes and dislikes, of our preferences that we hold on to. Be the unborn Buddha that you, I, we are is our task, because that's who we are. Can't help but be original face before our parents are born. Can't help but be awakened by the myriad dharmas. And yet, when we're caught in self-centered, when we're caught in self-centered thoughts, feelings, beliefs, all the various ways we bodily and mentally, emotionally manifest self-centeredness, then we can't forget self. We not only manifest it, but hold on to it and entangle in it and play with it and justify it. Then we miss this moment life, this moment life of the Buddha, this moment death that is the life of the Buddha. In myriad forms, not born, not destroyed, not stained, not pure, and yet, when we're born, my birthday is dot, 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 dot. My death day is dot, 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 dot. Of course, none of us really believes we're going to die, even though we know it. So our practice job, if I say it in such a way, is to do what's skillful, to notice where, how we're holding on to, entangling in, likes, dislikes, preferences, whether it's about so-called this body, mind, or so-called outside all sorts of realms, people we know, people we make assumptions about how they should have, could have, would have done, or how we're not present in our daily functioning, in our daily acting, picking things up, putting things down, speaking to people, listening to people, where we're blinded by our self likes and dislikes, so we don't see who and what this life of the universe, self and other, if I say it in such a way, are right now. So our opportunity is not only to write Zen, but to manifest Zen. To manifest Zen is not some special thing called Zen, not some special emotion thought, but to manifest this whole life of the Buddha that is our unborn Buddha mind, that is our awakened self, the whole universe, right here, right now. Thank you.